You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. I'm pleased to welcome back into our KRWG studios Mariana Gabi, the conductor of the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra, to talk to us about the opening concert coming up this weekend. Welcome, Mariana.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So we have a Day of the Dead concert. It's on November 1st on Sunday, and we're going to want to announce this more than once. Breaking standard protocol, 2 o'clock, and also we'll remind everybody this weekend, set your clocks back. So it's not just because of that it's at 2 o'clock. The hall is needed later in the afternoon, but 2 o'clock concert with New Horizons Orchestra. And you have got a fabulous program of Beethoven and Schubert, all of them masterworks.
Yes, and I always like to choose a menu. And for me, the early Romantic period seemed appropriate to include the Schubert, because we already had Bill Leland playing the 4th piano concerto of Beethoven.
All right, let's back up on this.
Yes.
You're going to have a special guest, William Leland, longtime faculty piano professor here.
Yes.
At New Mexico State, retired for many years now. And you've collaborated with him many times over the years. Your longtime colleagues, tell us
yes,
a little bit about your relationship.
40 years that I know Bill. Mm. And when I first came, I auditioned and handed him the music. And he was able to accompany me immediately. And we were doing César Franck Symphony. And it was amazing, the rapport that we had. And then after that, we did so many concerts together. And we've had a long concert career together, and it's been a pleasure to have him perform with us. He already did the Beethoven 5th, The Emperor.
Just a few years ago.
A couple years ago, and now we're doing the 4th.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's, I thought this had been planned at one point, maybe then it was canceled or postponed.
He wasn't feeling too well last year, and luckily he came through with flying colors. He moved to Oregon and has had a wonderful, beautiful
Renaissance.
Renaissance. That's the word I'm looking for. Renaissance. Revival. And so we're very grateful that he feels up to it, and he's been practicing, and we can't wait to perform this incredible. You know, each one has something special, each concerto. But this 4th one, it just drains me. That second movement is something for strings only, with a recitative with the piano.
Hmm.
And we are so forceful, you know. Boom, 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 boom. You know, and he comes in so delicately. I mean, I don't know, this is Beethoven at a time in his life when he, we know he was going deaf, you know, already. By now, we're talking like 1806, 1806. He was really in bad shape, and so trying to hide it, you know. So what a dismal thing for a musician to lose. That has always been my, you know, oh gosh, that would be the last thing you would want to go, is your hearing, see? So I think this has a lot to do with this incredible concerto.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? In the first movement, the piano starts.
Mm. Something that was not
never
done before.
Never.
That.
I mean, this. So I think the whole concerto is, we always say, oh, the emperor. But then you look at the 4th and you say, no, this is the best. Then you do the 3rd and you say, hey, this is a must. Beethoven is just Beethoven.
Yes. There were 5 piano concertos, and they're all brilliant.
All beautiful.
All beautiful.
But this 4th one has, I think, a depth that I don't remember ever feeling, and you know me, I feel more than anything else. And I just feel this so strongly.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. And also, you're opening the program with the Egmont Overture, and the Egmont Overture has always felt to me like a symphony in an abbreviated symphony somehow. It has all the qualities of a Beethoven symphony. It's brilliant, it's deep, it's tragic, it's glorious.
It's got so much history in it. And it's actually, you know, telling a story. You have to portray that story. And I tell my musicians, you know, you are the judge right now, you know, and you are judging the Duke of Egmont, whether he should be executed or not. And then the winds are saying, please, no, spare him. Then the brass and the winds say, you know, we have to execute him. And then the strings say, please, no, don't. And then they behead him. It's just, I mean, you know, we try to have as much fun as we possibly can, even
under
though
the,
it's
under the
pretty
circumstances.
Tragic.
It's a story by Goethe, as I recall.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marvelous. And it's just a beautiful, well, you know, Beethoven again. It's going to be a great opener.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And then, sandwiched between the Egmont Overture and the Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 4, you've got Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, which is such sublime music. You know, there's been arguments about whether he, in fact, ever wanted to finish it, because it feels quite complete in those two magnificent
Those are
movements.
Two glorious movements. And again, I wanted to keep a theme of early Romantic music, and I thought it would be the time to put a Schubert. You know, I think Schubert would have been, I can't say greater, because that would be ridiculous, but as great, yes, as Beethoven. Mm-hmm. I really believe that, mm-hmm. because when you think that he was produced so much by the time he was 31, just the 600 Lieder.
That's right.
Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. All the chamber music, all the symphonies. I mean, that alone is enough to blow your mind, you know? God knows if he had lived until 57.
Which is what Beethoven lived to.
Right.
That's right.
You know, what would we have had? Mm-hmm. I think his music is incredible. Yeah. I just love Schubert.
I know, if you think of it in terms of years, we would have had twice as much music.
Maybe more. As you know, he would get better and better and better. You produce more. You have more ideas. You're open to so much. So much happens around you, mm-hmm. because we write about what is happening at the moment around us. A composer, you know, feels what is his life at the moment and it portrays it in music.
Yeah.
So God knows what we would have had. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just think he's not given the credit he should be given.
Oh, gosh. He is in my camp. Absolutely.
Good.
Yes.
I'm very happy to hear that.
I adore the music of Schubert. There isn't a, you know, there are certain composers where it's never going to be anything less than wonderful to listen to it, said Schubert's one of them. Everything. So you were just saying, for a composer, whatever stage of life they were at, that goes into their music. So for you, as a conductor of that music, at this stage of your life, what do you find new and exciting to be conducting these works now? Or different?
Well, most of all, it is different because I am working with a different group of people. These people haven't been there before, and it's something new.
In the orchestra?
Yes, the musicians, you know, and I feel like I have given them something that they might not have had, you know, otherwise, and they're all working very hard. We have different levels. We have people who can hardly play and people who are professional. So we try to do the best we can, but I see their faces when they hear this music and when they play it. It is a revelation, and for me, that's the beauty of it, to give them new music that they hadn't played before, and the interpretation that I have, all that, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with Mariana Gabi. She's the conductor of the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra, which is made up of amateurs and professionals and retired people and young people. It's a community orchestra here in Las Cruces. And Mariana, just maybe somebody's listening who's recently moved to Las Cruces who isn't familiar with you. You've been here a long time and a great central piece of our music world. You began as a violinist. When did you want to become a conductor?
I could be honest with you, the very first time I heard the Philadelphia Orchestra, it was at a youth concert that they took us to. I might have been 9 years old. And the orchestra just blew my mind.
Was that Eugene Ormandy?
Yes. Uh-huh. I only knew Ormandy. I did not go when Stokowski was there. So Ormandy was there for so many years, and that's the one I learned from. I had a seat AA9 in the orchestra pit every Saturday night. Settlement Music School gave me a ticket. I had my seat every Saturday night for 7 years. Mm. And I can assure you that at the time I had no idea what it would mean to me and what I was really absorbing, because I never had the idea of conducting at that time. Strange, you know.
Yeah.
But I can remember all those wonderful moments watching the conductor, watching the players in the first rows. Of course, I couldn't see anything else. I would have a stiff neck when I got out of there, because I'd always have to lift my head up, being on the first row in the pit. You know, that it was a great experience, and Settlement Music School was a wonderful opportunity for me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they honored me, you know.
I know, a few
couple and
years
I just can't thank them enough for what they gave me.
Yeah, it was it's a wonderful school in
yes,
Philadelphia.
Yes.
And so when did you actually begin to conduct? Was it later in your
in
teens?
Paris.
Oh, okay.
In Paris, when I was there, I got the bug. But unfortunately, the women in the orchestra were really rude and mocking me, and were not paying attention. And so the conductor, who was Jean Fournier, very well-known conductor at the time, we're talking many years ago, said, well, you know, you won't be able to do anything with it, but if you want to try, go ahead. He was not very supportive either, because women didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No women conducted. Mm-hmm. There weren't any, you mm-hmm. know. So I gave it up. And then when I came home and went to North Texas to do a doctorate, I started again.
Mm-hmm.
After having had a job teaching high school in Dallas and winning UIL competition, and everybody saying, and by the way, isn't that odd? We did Schubert Unfinished Symphony.
Huh. Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I just was thinking of that at that UIL competition. And they all put their pencils down and said it was the most musical performance they had ever heard.
What is UIL?
It's a competition for, you know, all state
okay.
competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we got rave reviews, and they said, well, this woman conductor, and that's what prompted me to go on with it.
Hmm. And I should just tell our audience, you went on in many big ways. You were the first woman conductor to lead an American orchestra in the Soviet Union and
yes.
in China.
Yes.
And of course, we've been very lucky to have you here all these years, first with the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra and teaching for so many years, and now with the New Horizons.
Oh, this is a pleasure. I never in my wildest dream would have thought to go back to conducting so late in my life. And I'm just hoping that I can continue for a few more years.
We hope so, too.
We take every concert as it comes.
Yes, well, wonderful, wonderful that you're keeping it up and keeping the group going so strong. The concert is Sunday, November 1st at 2 o'clock. Again, we'll keep announcing that. It's at 2 o'clock. At the Atkinson Recital Hall, it's the New Horizons Orchestra, and they'll be performing music of Beethoven and Schubert. The conductor is Mariana Gabi, my guest today. Thank you, Mariana, for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Don't forget to put the clock back, too.
That's right. So we've got time.
We've got two things we need to remember.
That's right.
The clock and the 2 o'clock call.
All right. Good. Good luck and great to see
you. Thank you so much, Lara. Thank you.